Good morning. Australia is coming to terms with losing the Ashes in the deciding test at the Oval this morning. England regained the urn after Australia was bowled out for 348 late on the fourth day. The visitors lost by 197 runs. Australian captain Ricky Ponting says although his team gave it their all, it wasn't enough. Authorities say the clean-up of the massive oil spill off the coast of Australia's northwest will be reviewed daily. They're warning that crude oil and gas will continue leaking from the rig for at least another 7 weeks. The company is planning to cap the leak by using a second offshore rig to drill a new well and pump mud into the hole. A state of emergency has been declared in Greece as wildfires threaten the capital. Thousands of people are battling to save their homes from the fires raging on the outskirts of Athens. Firefighters are making some progress using water-bombing aircraft, but the flames are being fanned by unpredictable winds. And there's widespread accusations of fraud and rigging in Afghanistan's presidential election. The Election Complaints Commission says it's already received over 200 complaints. The main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, is also accusing the president, Hamid Karzai, of rigging the vote. And I'll have more news in an hour.